Would you like to make a statement?
I'll answer his question.
Yeah, you might come up to the podium and give your name for the record, please.
My name is Mark Comer with MEC Services. I'm here to answer any questions you guys might have in regards to the park that we're talking about. Just to correct Ms. Carrasco, if you look above, the entire piece of property is a little over 8 acres, and we're looking at doing 4 acres, which is just about half, right down the middle of that property. So I know she had mentioned 46 spaces, which was accurate, but that is in a 4-acre piece as opposed to the two.
Question from the council?
You're going to put a fence up, a solid fence?
There's already a fence up. Now, the solid fence is something that we're still planning on doing. There's a chain link around the whole property to also include the separated property between, if you look at the map, my business, which is the steel building on the right-hand side, and if you look, you can kind of see a faint line between those two properties, and that is that's the separation of the property line there. Now, in your requirements, it doesn't say anything about an R-panel fence. It just says it needs to be fenced. So if that's something we need to do...
Solid privacy fence.
Okay.
I thought that was separating residential stuff.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about that in your requirements for a solid fence. I just saw a fencing around the property, which is what we have. We do have a 6-foot fence. It's just not our panel. It's not the steel fence that goes around it. It's just a chain link. And if it makes any difference, there's nobody neighboring that property besides my own.
Mm-hmm.
That was the latest requirements, a 6-foot solid fence.
Yeah.
When did those requirements come out? Because I don't show that in the requirements that we have printed off from what I was provided in the city. Do you have anything in writing that I can see?
I do. I have.
It was approved, what, a month or a couple of months ago?
Correct.
By council.
So the old requirement was a minimum 4-foot perimeter fence. And now the new requirement, which I believe came in April, okay, is now the 6-foot solid fence.
Okay. That's not the end of the world, right? We can certainly do that. But just to speak on the temporary housing that we're doing here, a 6-foot solid fence around a property of 4-acre size is a significant investment for something that we're only going to get a 5-year permit from. So I guess my question to the council is, in the event we do that, which we obviously are required to do that, are we only capped to a 5-year permit, or is this something that can be renewed after the 5 years?
It's renewable after the 5 years.
Okay, great. So we will we'll certainly work that into our plans if it's required.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Mark, it looks like you've got a combination of RV and group housing.
We do, sir.
Okay. How many are we looking at in the group housing?
There's only going to be 2 group housing units. Those will be mobile units. They'll be able to be picked up by a truck in a day's time and move them out. And just to answer your question in regards to that, those two, well, I guess you can't see it. They're all in the plans here. I don't know how detailed we want to get, but those bigger units that you're seeing, those are for employee housing to start. Also, we'll fill the RV spots with any employees that we might see fit and then sell the additional units to recoup our investment. And just so everybody's clear, I'm against RV parks in Carlsbad. I'll be the first one to tell you. The bottom line is we don't have the housing that's needed to have here in order to house the folks that go to work, that work for my company as well as everybody else's oil field service company, or really any company in Carlsbad. And once the housing situation is worked out, you know, the nice part about something like a temporary RV park is this property will be ready to put a commercial steel building on or do whatever we want to do with it. The dirt work will already be done. The gravel will already be there. The electrical will already be there. It's just a matter of switching the title on it, for lack of a better term. But I'm born and raised in Carlsbad. I don't like seeing the RV parks come in either, but supply and demand. So, and that's basically what we're trying to meet. We're having a heck of a time trying to house folks. So my apologies. I'm a little country.
Good recovery.
Yeah. So, hey, my wife would have slapped me already, so we're there already.
Further questions for Mark?
I would like to add something. One interesting thing that we're trying to implement that I think the city council would be interested in as well as the mayor. We're looking at putting in a sanitation system that's a little different than what they're currently doing. And I think it's important to note and explain to you what we're trying to do, and know that I am a user of the system personally, and in a